am once again attempting to warn people that you're being suckered. Like I said last week about Elon Musk and the digital ID agenda. Whilst all of the gullible and easily led are running around going, "Yay, Elon Musk has bought Twitter," anyone with half a brain can see that it's all rubbish and it's just another excuse to bring in more restrictions and ultimately the start of a digital ID to get onto the internet. That's what this is. And this can be clearly seen in this BBC article about what the UK government said today. And I'll get onto that in a moment. But, you know, it's frustrating watching people getting continually hoodwinked and suckered in by the media and their army of operatives, all working against the people, watching these highly promoted pretend alternative media influencers who are basically, they're laughing at you. You know, the ones that say, "Oh, Elon is a hero for free speech. Elon is fighting for you." People like Joe Rogan, who said, and I quote, he said, "Elon is just like a modern day superhero from a Marvel movie."
Elon Musk just bought Twitter. We got a movie star type of a superhero. It's like a movie. Like if you had a movie and there was a guy who was like a hero in the movie who happened to be a billionaire, does wild shit. Like, makes his own rockets.
Yeah, yeah, it's a movie, all right? It's not real. It's all pretend. He's just a front man for the moneylenders. And all of this money and the shares, they're just changing hands with all of these deals. All of these companies are owned by the same shareholders. And then you got Trump's British boyfriend, Nigel Farage, who says he's a hero. Russell Brand calling him a free speech Jesus. I could go on. The list is literally never ending. The list of fake people sending out a fake message to you is never ending. All of them misleading the people. So many of them playing you for a fool, if you believe them. It's frustrating to watch, especially when you look at the comments on these videos. People are so easily led. I mean, what can you do? Anyway, here we see this BBC article confirming what I said last week, what this is all about. This headline here is not really giving away the key part of the story. It says, UK MPs invite Musk to be quizzed on Twitter plans. Okay, the BBC headline is still trying to frame Elon as a rebel. Oh, we need to quiz him on what he's planning. It says here in the article, the Commons Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee said it wanted to hear more about the billionaire's plans to balance free speech with obligations to protect Twitter users, they say. And here's the key part in the letter to the Tesla boss. It says here, committee chair Julian Knight said the MP supported Mr. Musk's commitments to remove all spam accounts and automated bots from Twitter. And here's the part to focus on. They said, in particular, your intention to roll out verification for all users echoes our calls on the UK government as part of proposed legislation, which we hope will restore the UK's public trust in digital platforms, the Conservative MP wrote. I therefore wish to take this opportunity to invite you to speak before our committee and discuss your proposals in more depth, he added. So there you are, you're getting it from the horse's mouth, from the UK government. We look forward to you rolling out verification for all users, and it echoes the UK government's plan as part of a proposed legislation, they said. And that's what this is all about. It's all about verification, digital ID verification, in order for people to use Twitter. They lie about the free speech and making the platform safe. That's crap. It's the complete opposite of that. And then once that happens, all of the big social media platforms will start getting you to require you to authenticate yourself, probably with your phone at first, and then later on it will be a digital ID within the phone. And eventually, I would imagine they plan on getting the internet service providers to make people verify themselves with them digital ID, jib-jab passports, to be able to use the internet. That's where all of this is leading to. It's not called the internet for nothing. It's a net to capture people. A worldwide web. It's a web, a spider's web, woven to capture its prey. And what will people do if they are faced with no internet? And the only way to get it will be to get a digital ID passport. That's where this is leading to. And when you see these actors, these influencers who are playing along with the Elon is a hero narrative nonsense, influencing their gullible followers, they are leading you into a trap, leading you astray. And don't fall for this, oh, authenticating people makes the platform more safe. Verifying your ID with the platform will make it easier for the platform to penalize you because you've given them your details. It will make it easier for them to fine you if you say something that go against their terms and conditions, and therefore making people less likely to speak out and say anything against anyone or anything. Look at how Facebook and YouTube work with their censorship. They strike or censor posts and videos now. And what's the result? Well, in my example, okay, I don't upload videos here on YouTube that I think will get a strike. I upload those videos to the alternative platforms like BitChute, I upload all videos everywhere. But if I think it's going to get a strike, I won't upload it here, and I'll just upload it on the alternative platforms and then use YouTube to link to that video. But effectively, because I don't want to get a strike, I don't upload the video here. Now, I've found a way of navigating that, but that's how it will work with free speech and Twitter ID verification. You will end up not saying anything because you'll be too afraid to get penalized or fined for saying anything controversial. And you won't be able to escape the fine because you will have your account verified with your digital ID. You won't say anything controversial, as they will have your personal details. And that's the opposite of free speech. Now, when this happens with Twitter, and it will, and they ask people to authenticate themselves, if the users and the people unite against it and just stop using Twitter, then these entities that fund and use Elon Musk as a front man, they'll back off, because ultimately the public are in control. If Twitter say everyone must authenticate their account or we're going to shut you out, and everyone refuses, then that's it. Twitter is finished. Nobody will be on there. Now, to counteract that possibility, that's what these high-profile shills, like Joe Rogan, are for. They are there to influence you. And in this instance of manipulation, try to make you believe that Elon Musk is a hero, so that you are suckered into eventually verifying your account on this platform and going along with it, because they made you think this clown is a hero of free speech. They influenced you to believe this rubbish. That is what they are there for. That's why they have the big numbers, the loads of followers. That's why the algorithm promotes them so aggressively. You're never going to hear them say, quit Twitter, everyone stop taking your smartphones out with you, swap your smartphone with a dumb phone. They will always lead you back into the system. And in this particular case, leading you into digital IDs, passport verification, in order to use social media platforms and eventually to use the internet itself. That's what they're doing. And frankly, when it comes to people with 500,000 subscribers or more, I don't see any genuine ones there.